Rainmaker FM is brought to you by Digital Commerce Institute. Do you want to build the business of your dreams without squandering time and money, stumbling around to find the right path, or making unnecessary mistakes? The market is ready and waiting for you, but that doesn't mean it's gotten any easier. Digital Commerce Institute is here to change that. Go to digitalcommerce.com and get the training, education, and community you need to start building your digital business the right way. That's digitalcommerce.com.
You're listening to Hit Publish, where we use content marketing and copywriting techniques to get better results in your online business. I'm Amy Harrison. Okay, in this episode, I'm going to give you a crash course with tips on the kind of content you can create when launching a new product or service to build buzz and anticipation around said service. Thank you for downloading this podcast, and I want to thank Rainmaker FM for hosting it. So are you ready to build a warm crowd, eager to find out about your new thing? Let's hit publish. So this week sees the launch of the new Amy TV series. At the time of recording this podcast, everything is scheduled, but not yet produced. So barring an earthquake or other natural disaster, when this is broadcast, there should be a couple of episodes out if you're interested in watching. That's all I'll say at this point. You can check out harrisonamy.com/AmyTV to see if everything went to plan. Now, let's open up the comments bag and shine a light on some of the lovely people who got in touch with the show. This week, I want to shout out to Tom Southern, who goes by the Twitter handle Copy by Tom. According to his Twitter bio, he is an ex-punk, reformed dyslexic, writer, copywriter, SEO cynic, blogging coach, grumpy cat tribute singer. He mentioned on Twitter that he was really enjoying the insights from the show about the 9 story themes you can use to hook people into your content. So thanks for that shout out, Tom. Next up, it's your word of the week. One word, 3 possible meanings, 7 hit publish points up for grabs. I'm going to give you a word and you have to guess what it means. I'll let you know what it means at the end of the show. This week's word is abstemious. But what does it mean? Does it mean 1, sparing or moderate in eating or drinking? 2, having abs so hot you make people feel steamy. Hey, you know that Justin Bieber? It's pretty abstemious. Maybe not. Or 3, having an academic knowledge of old English buildings. What do you think? Abstemious. Stay tuned to find out. So, what's the danger? What's the danger if you launch a product without launch content? Why can't you just throw your product out there and see who wants it? Well, one of the reasons is that it comes down to a simple matter of casting your customer net strategically so you can reach as many potential prospects as possible. For example, if you have no launch content, then your potential customers have 2 options when you get in touch with them. 1, buy. 2, don't buy. In fact, I was talking with the marketing manager for an analytics company, and he was picking my brains about why his follow-up sequence from running webinars wasn't working. So he'd run a webinar, get maybe 300 people sign up, and then send a follow-up email. That email had 2 choices. 1, book in for a product demo. Now, their software costs a minimum for the full solution, about $100,000. 2, say no. He found that this approach wasn't working. He couldn't understand why people didn't want a product demo. And I told him he needed another option. For everyone who fell into the maybe but not sure or this might be right for the future camp, he was only offering them the top product now or nothing. And this was despite having a range of interim and lower cost products that could help towards solving the problem. This is what launch content does. It's a low obligation, low risk way of people being able to raise their hands and say, you know what, I could be interested in this. Bear in mind, if you have a new product, even perfect customers may be skeptical of you. They may not know your company. They may want to see more proof that you know what you're talking about. Launch content can help allay fears and build interest and engagement with your offer before you offer it. So first of all, what does launch content look like? Well, it could be anything. It could be a guest post, your own blog post, a free download, interviews, webinars, teleseminars, social media updates, review of your product on other people's sites. You can go as far and as wide with this as possible. What I would recommend is that you weigh up what you're going to do with the time and resources available. Don't decide you're going to blitz 50 guest posts in a couple of weeks on your own while doing everything else in your business. You will go insane. And there's three other ways launch content can help you sell more of your product. One, proof of results. If you can get people to download free and valuable content that can help them solve a small problem, you're giving them small results. These results make them happy, so that generally they want more results from you. You've already proved that your content is top-notch, that it works, so when you do release your big product, your audience trusts that you can do what you say you're going to do. It's also an easy way to attract new audiences. Putting out free, valuable content is a great way to attract new audiences. It really lowers their resistance to listening to a new voice, and it's a risk-free way of them getting to sample your content. It's the equivalent of a free trial of what you offer. And remember, people buy from those that they like, know, and trust. And by giving these new audiences, you're really building on all three aspects. Finally, it's really easy for affiliates to promote. So if you are providing free content, it's easy to get affiliates to promote it, especially if some people are otherwise uncomfortable pushing or promoting a paid product. A lot of affiliates, so these are people who are recommending your product or your service in order to get a fee or a kickback or a commission. Some affiliates are much happier to promote free content that can be downloaded rather than the actual product itself. What's more, if you use an affiliate tag, if their audience download your free goodies and then go on to buy your product, they still earn a commission. It's a huge selling point when it comes to signing up people to help promote your content and your launch. I really want you to think about your launch content as stepping stones to your product. Big things often happen from a series of small steps. Think about something you absolutely love to do now. Chances are you didn't love it overnight, but grew into it. Let me give you an example from, well, my entire life. Shh, now Amy, come on, shh. Settle down. Why don't we put a bit of music on for you? All I can get is the country music station. Oh well, you're too young to know any better. Ah, Mr. and Mrs. Harrison. Yeah, I just wanted to talk to you about Amy's entry into this year's talent show. Yes, she came and sang a song. There stands the glass. She was very well prepared, brought in a wine glass. I was just a little troubled by the lyrics, which read, "There stands the glass, fill it up to the brim, till my troubles grow dim, it's my first one today." I'm just not sure how appropriate they are for a seven-year-old to be. Well, how did she do? Oh, she came third out of the whole school. Such pathos. Right, Amy, I'm off to the bar. Do you want a drink? Sure. Hey, look at that band. They look weird. What's that? It looks like a round guitar. What do you think it is? I think it might be a banjo. Ah, do you want to try somewhere else? Well, let's just see what they play. Hey, this is really good. I like this. Mum, Dad, I've joined a bluegrass band, fallen in love with a banjo player, and we're getting married next year. Just give your mum some time, Amy. She didn't really see this coming. All true, my hit publish listener, all true. Apart from my mum fainting, what did she think was going to happen if she brought me up on country music? So if ever there was a warning about the power of stepping stones, this is one for you. Now let's get to the practical part. What content do you create? I want to keep this very simple, as it's just an introduction really to launch content, but here are some ways you can use it to increase the response of your next launch. First, you want to be looking at highlighting the problem that you solve. So before you launch, think about starting a series of blog posts or guest posts about the problem that you're solving. Let's say you're releasing a product that helps people find their car keys easily. You might run a series of free posts with titles like why most people lose their car keys and how to prevent it, why losing your car keys could be costing you thousands each year, why losing your car keys causes the same stress as missing a flight. Obviously, these titles are just made up for the purpose of it, but you get the picture. You're talking about all the pain points of losing car keys, and in some, or in all of them, hopefully you'd be giving them tips to help them stop losing their car keys. Now, you might also decide to run these posts on other sites or do teleseminars or do webinars teaching about these problems and these topics. And the core of your message is probably going to be the same, helping people find their car keys. So the ultimate message will be the solution, but you're getting their attention by talking about the problem. So that content is the first idea about what to create. And then you're going to want to give them a way to opt in for more. So this content, these blog posts, they should all be easily available to them. They shouldn't have to do anything to access them. But then you're going to want to give people some content that they opt in and access by giving you their email address. And ideally, this is going to give them a few more results, some more advice, something that they can take away and actually use. So for example, 5 changes you can make to your home to make losing your keys less likely, or a 5-minute daily habit that can help you remember where your keys are. The reason you're putting this behind an opt-in form is so that you've got a pre-qualified list of people who are specifically interested in how not to lose their car keys. I did this when I first launched Write with Influence, and here's something else that I did. I initially sent out a survey asking everyone, you know, what the top 2 reasons were that they were struggling to write persuasive marketing copy. And I got hundreds of responses. And sifting through those responses, I found that most fell into 3 main problems. 1, not knowing how to sell the value of what they did. 2, not knowing how to be persuasive in copy. And 3, not knowing how to sound different to the competition. So from there, I created some free video training, 3 videos that gave tips on how to tackle each one of those particular problems. Highlighting this problem and these problems in your prospect's own words, as in finding out what they really want to solve, is important, because sometimes people don't know that they need a key finder widget until you point out all the other problems that this core problem is causing: losing time, getting stressed, missing appointments, etc., etc. This is something I teach in copywriting called using symptoms, because people may not recognize that they have a problem that needs solving until you talk about the symptoms. Don't forget to clean your teeth. Yeah. What do you mean, yeah? I just think teeth cleaning, it's a myth put about by corporations so that we spend money on toothpaste. What? I don't need to clean my teeth. It's a relatively new concept. They didn't have toothpaste in medieval England. They weren't cleaning their teeth. Yeah, and they had rotten teeth, if you say so. I've seen Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. They all had lovely teeth. I'm just not convinced. Okay, look. Have you noticed that when you're talking to your friends, they don't stand as close to you as they used to? Yeah. And Malk, does he seem a little bit more hesitant to kiss you goodbye? Well, I just thought he was under a lot of pressure at work. Just breathe into your hand and inhale. Oh, gosh, that smells terrible. That's why you need to clean your teeth. I would like to clarify that I am fastidious about dental hygiene, but thought this made the point. Sometimes you can hammer home to someone that they need what you have, but unless you point out pains that they can recognize and link it to the problem you solve, they may just ignore you. Okay, so now you've been releasing this content, you've been collecting names and emails, and now you've got a number of people who are specifically interested in having or in getting the help that you're offering through your particular product. So that's when you can send them the email of, you know, your ultimate widget for finding your keys is on sale. And this would also be a good time to line up some interviews during your launch whilst it is available to buy directly. And remember that if you are thinking about scheduling interviews or guest posts, you may need to book these some weeks or even months in advance, as many blogs run from a promotional calendar. And this brings me to my next part. With your content, take it on tour. So you know how just before a film is released, all the TV shows about films do interviews with the actors, actresses, directors. This is kind of the same thing. You want to try and hit as many platforms as possible, or, you know, teach free classes on other websites or membership programs that relate to the subject of your product. What this does is it increases your audience exposure, but it's showing your expertise. It's making new audiences familiar to you and what you can do. And this brings us nicely into today's Hit Publish Showcase segment. You're going to hear from Steve Folland. He's a former Breakfast radio host and current videographer who hosts the Being Freelance podcast. He's grown it a lot since it started. Each episode features someone who's a freelancer sharing their story. He was kind enough to have me on a few weeks ago. I'll link to that in the show notes because, hey, there's no such thing as too much Amy. On a serious note, though, he's done some brilliant interviews that are really worth checking out. Here's how Steve is using content to reach and build his audience for the show.
So when people come to our site, they're coming for the podcast itself. So they're either coming to listen to it because all of the tweets and stuff that we put out there link directly to it, or they've maybe listened to it on something like iTunes and then they've come to the website to check out some of the key takeaway points or find out more about a guest, you know, like the guest's Twitter handle or website or whatever. So that's essentially it. I think the reason the podcast works so well is because we concentrate on the story of the person. Like, we're not trying to force lessons about freelancing on people. What we do is we hear the experience of a genuine freelancer. And from that, people, A, take solace in the fact that they're not alone. Hey, this person is going through this too. But also, in some cases, they go, oh, wow, that person tried this or that person tried that and it failed. And then, so that's where the lessons come from. Or maybe you're inspired by them. So I think it's just keeping it really natural so people just feel like they're listening in on two people chatting, which is what it is. The thing that's really got results as far as getting traffic to the website, because originally it was pretty much just all through Twitter and guests and myself tweeting about the fact that it was happening. So, it would grow every single week. But this year what I've started doing is guest blogging for other people's audiences. So people who have already built up an audience serving freelancers or creatives, I have started taking lessons from some of my guests, included their quotes and then linked to their episodes. And then that is driving people towards the site. That in turn has led to me being asked to take the podcast to a big conference in London this summer, so even more people will find out about it. So we're going to do it live in front of an audience, which should be fun. But yeah, I can't state that enough. Guest blogging has been a revelation, really, because you can just see the numbers soar from when I started doing it and like become really consistent as well. And you can tell that people are checking out loads of back episodes. It's not just the new ones. For the future, well, I'm a freelance video creator and marketer. So actually, I'd like to animate some of the quotes and lessons into short, shareable videos and see how that goes. So it will still be driving people to the podcast, but I think those are the kind of things that could work really well. We'll see. Anyway, love Hit Publish. Thank you so much.
So I love that Steve is talking about guest posting. As I suggested, this is all about taking your content and you and your product on tour. Guest posting is a great way to do this, and it still works. So final thought, my questions to you. When thinking about your launch content, I want you to consider the following. One, what problem or problems does your product solve? Two, what websites or new audiences could you guest post to or teach? Three, based on the problems, what subjects could you talk about in your posts, in your teaching, to highlight the pain and the problems and to give a couple of quick results? And four, what giveaway could you use to get people to give you their email address in anticipation for launching your product? Coming up on next week's show, next time we're talking about how to use the power of contrast to add more impact to your content and copywriting. Now, if you are launching a product, if you're in the middle of a product launch or have one lined up, you may be thinking about your sales page. If you've written a sales page but don't know if it sizzles or not, you can get one-to-one sales page reviews over at harrisonamy.com. You'll get a full walkthrough of what's working or not and where the opportunities are for increasing conversions. If you prefer to self-study with your marketing copy, head to writewithinfluence.com and read about the benefits of being a member in this marketing copy training course. Now, word of the week, did you guess correctly? Abstemious. Does it mean sparing or moderate in eating or drinking? Having abs so hot you make people feel steamy? Or having an academic knowledge of old English buildings? It does in fact mean sparing or moderate in eating and drinking, characterized by abstinence. There you go. Abstemious. I want to thank you for being a Beau Brummel snappy dresser of a Hit Publish listener. If you found this useful today, I'd love it if you popped over to iTunes and left a rating and a review. It takes just a few minutes, but if you do next time you dream, you've got an 87% chance that it'll be one of those dreams where you can fly. Who doesn't love those dreams? Don't forget, if you'd like to be featured on the show, simply leave a comment on the show page with your question or problem, or email me using hello@writewithinfluence.com. That's all for this week, so until next time, remember to take action and hit publish.